Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you.
Hi, Erin. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So yes, I am Erin Sterling. I am the author of The X-Hex, which is a paranormal rom-com. I also write under the name Rachel Hawkins. I had several YA series as Rachel Hawkins, a couple of middle grade books, and now I write adult thrillers under that name. So a little bit of kissing, a little bit of murder, kind of cover all the genres.
Yes, I was telling you that your YA series got me back into reading, and so that's like a pretty cool thing. But I love that you graduated just like I did.
Exactly. I'm bringing all of like the people who read me as teenagers along with me now.
Yeah. So let's chat about your paranormal rom com series, the X Hex and the Kiss Curse. Tell us about it.
So The Kiss Curse, which is coming out September 20th, is the sequel to The X-Hex, or sort of a companion novel, because we're following a new couple, which is always a fun thing in romance. It's set in the small fictional town of Graves Glen, Georgia, which is like up in the mountains of sort of North Georgia. And the series focuses on both like this small town where it's very Halloween-y, very autumnal, all that good stuff. And witches just happen to be real and live in the town alongside humans. The first book, we met Vivi Jones, a young witch, and her ex-boyfriend, Reese Penhallow, who comes back into town, and they have to work together to uncurse Reese, as it were, and also try not to fall back in love, which they're successful at one of those things, not so successful at the other. And now in The Kiss Curse, we follow Reese's brother, Wells, who has recently come to Graves Glen, and Vivi's cousin, Gwen, who runs her own little sort of witchy emporium there in the town called Something Wicked. And when Wells comes to town and opens up a competing witchy shop, sparks fly in more ways than one.
And more will be real.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is it like for you to write, you know, because you have to build the small town / paranormal world and then add the plot and the elements, you know, like how to get it engaged. And like, what was the process of writing this world?
Yeah, it was really interesting because like when I was sort of first came up with this idea several years ago, I knew that I was going to have to really work on the balance of the paranormal stuff, the mystery element, like of what's going on, and also the romance. Like it is at the end of the day, a romance novel. So you want to be sure that love story is really shining. The main thing, especially when I first started like sort of conceiving of the series, was I just threw every kind of fall Halloween-y thing I could think of at the wall. Like I basically just wanted to create my own perfect little small town where it feels like it's always Halloween. And so, yeah, like anything that made me happy as far as that was concerned, like they're going to have caramel apples. They're going to have, you know, beautiful like lights in the street at night and leaves and the wind blowing and all that stuff. So I really, anytime I could go super hard on the kind of pumpkin spice content, as it were, I definitely did. And so it's the same for The Kiss Curse. I always remember that, like, that's, you know, people obviously come to the series because they also enjoy the characters and the romance and all that. But I think people really like visiting this little small town. And so I kind of want to give them the best version of that little Halloween-y town that I can.
I love that this is a Halloween town because just like, I don't know, we don't get enough Halloween romance, you know?
We don't. Like Christmas has really got a chokehold on the seasonal romance. And I like a Christmas romance too. But yeah, it's time for Halloween to get a little shine. Come on.
We need Halloween romance. Yeah.
Exactly.
I actually did another episode for another podcast, a Teens Trumpet episode, we did a Halloween romance and your books were recommended, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, there's like, luckily what's so funny is there's a bunch now, and it's yeah. not like we were all like following a trend or whatever. It's like at the same time, a bunch of authors were just like, you know what we need is like Halloween romance. So yeah. there's so much out there right now that is so good, which just thrills me to pieces as someone who really enjoys reading Halloween romances too. Yes.
I love this. All right. So what kind of books do you tend to gravitate when it comes to reading?
So I read a little bit of everything, truly. Like I really, a friend of mine once joked that if you go to Barnes and Noble with me, I'm like pinging all over the store. Cause I'm like, I gotta see what's in history and I wanna see what's in romance and I wanna see what's in thriller, you know, I'm everywhere. But that's really fun. Like when you kind of like to read just about anything, mm-hmm. You know, you're never bored. I am a big, big fan though. Whenever I'm kind of don't know what I wanna read, I usually gravitate towards like historical fiction. And I think it's because I have no desire to actually write it. So it can just be a fully like relaxing experience. I'm not reading it and being like, oh, this is better than mine. Or how would I do this? It's like, no, I just.
All right. So just favorite historical fiction time period. Are you like of World War II or just like a complete out of this world?
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
I feel like I'm like one of the few people on the planet that like, I don't really enjoy World War II books. Like, I feel like I don't know. I had a World War II buff dad, you know? So maybe like there was just too much exposure. I love medieval, like, so like 1200s, 1300s, like give it to me. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my thing.
Gosh, medieval is so good. It's like before the olden times.
Yeah, it's like a nice kind of like middle of olden times. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And it feels very, I think it's kind of attached to, I like fantasy novels a lot. And I think so much of fantasy sort of pulls from like that era. So I just enjoy both.
Love this. All right. So what kind of books do you recommend your listeners to pick up?
So I've thought really hard about this because of course anytime somebody's like, what books would you recommend, you're like, I've never read a book in my entire life. Like the thousands and thousands of books just fly out of my head. So I really thought about talking about it on this podcast today. So I highly recommend, especially as we're heading into spooky season, which yes, even in late July, spooky season is right around the corner, gosh darn it. The Hacienda by Isabel Cañas, which is like the perfect gothic novel, and it's really sexy. If you like a hot priest, there's a hot priest, so that's always fun. It's genuinely really scary. Like it's for real. There is a very angry ghost in this house. And it's also like really great historical fiction. It's set sort of after the Mexican Wars of Independence, which was not a period that I don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. And so that was really interesting too. So yes, I highly recommend The Hacienda. It's really, really good. The other one that I wanted to recommend for romance was Beth O'Leary's The No-Show. And this is one that like I want to recommend, but I can't talk about basically at all because I think it is so much like I just want everyone to go into that book knowing as little as possible, because that is kind of the joy of that book. It's like one of the most like creative and like genuinely emotional love stories that I've read. And I was really impressed with how she did it. Like I just thought that was tricky and she did a great job. So that one. And then for thrillers, because I always have to wreck a murder book as well, May Cobb's My Summer Darlings, which I jokingly call May my sister in candy-coated thrillers, because as Rachel Hawkins, my thriller books are very brightly colored and so are May's. And I just love that, like, I don't know, her books feel so fun in like this like perfectly, it's very fresh and modern, but there's still kind of like an old school, like, you know, Jackie Collins-ish kind of vibe, which I really like. And My Summer Darlings it's kind of got like a Witches of Eastwick thing going on, where a mysterious man moves to town into this neighborhood and these women who are friends all kind of get involved with him in different ways. And then things of course get very messy and then eventually murdery. But it's a lot of fun. So it's definitely like one you want to throw in your pool bag, you know, and the cover is so good. I looked over so I could see it. The cover is so beautiful. So yes, those were three that I definitely wanted to throw out there.
I love all these recommendations, and I have to admit, the No Show, it's best, just like I agree, it's best to go blind. It's so beautifully crafted.
Oh, it's so good. And I had not read her other stuff. So then I've gone back and read like The Road Trip and the Flat Hair or something. Yeah. Yep. And loved both of those as well. So she's really talented.
She is really talented. So, and what are you currently reading?
So right now I am in the middle of drafting two books. I'm working on my fourth thriller and I'm working on the third Graves Glen book. So which are two very different things going on in my head right now. So I'm on a big nonfiction kick. A lot of times when I'm writing, I tend to need a break from fiction. So I am reading a book called The Daughters of the Winter Queen by Nancy Goldstone. And it is just a really solid history book about the daughter of James I of England, eventually went on and married a guy and briefly became Queen of Bohemia. And so it's about her daughters and just their kind of role in like the European political and marriage market. So it's very fun to me. Like I realize it's not everybody's like go-to relaxing sort of thing, but I'm enjoying it.
It sounds good. Okay. So you're drafting two books at the same time? I said the same time. How do you do it? Like
it's not ideal. And I try not to do it. And so like one right now is definitely the one that's due first is getting the heavier lifting. Perfect. And the one that's due about a month or so after that, I'm not working on quite as hard.
Okay.
It's not terrible because the books are just so different. Like they're written in such different voices. They're literally different POVs. Like the thriller has a lot of like first person present and third person present. The romance is third person past. And so that really helps. And I just work on them at like different times of the day, you know, so that when I'm sitting down at my desk, like now it's time for the thriller, now it's time for the romance. So.
Gosh, well, I send you good vibes.
Thank you. I will need them.
So Erin, tell us where you can find you online.
So I have a website at long last, erinsterlingbooks.com or rachelhawkinsbooks.com. They'll take you to the same place. And there's an Erin page and a Rachel page. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as @LadyHawkins. And I'm kind of getting into TikTok, but I'm so like hesitant about it that I can't even remember what my name is on TikTok. It's not Lady Hawkins there. It's like Rachel Hawkins author or something like that. But yeah.
All right. We'll find it and we'll put it in the show notes. So
yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourneextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibroFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The What to Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibroFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code What to Read Next. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourneextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.